Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your compassion toward us. Thank you for your interventions. Thank you for making us to grow in the knowledge of you. Thank you for blessing us with physical and spiritual blessings. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for all that you have promised to do in our lives. We thank you because you're going to do everything. Thank you for your presence that is always with us in every day of our lives. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for meeting us at the point of our need. Thank you for frustrating and terminating the plans of the enemy that were fashioned against us. Thank you for glorifying your name in our lives and situations. Thank you, Father, for manifesting your anger upon our stubborn enemies. Thank you for preparing a glorious height for us, a glorious place, glorious destination for us. Thank you, Lord. We are grateful, Lord, for the doors you have opened for us. We thank you for the opportunities you have sent into our lives so that we can move forward in life through those opportunities. Thank you, Father. We are grateful for the things you have done in our lives since the beginning of this year. And here we are in the middle of this year, in the month of June. We thank you because you are not yet done with your miracles in our lives. We thank you, Father, because you're going to do much more miracles in our lives before the end of this year. Thank you, Father. I ask that as we continue in prayer in your presence right now, oh Lord, hear us as we pray in the name of Jesus. Answer us from heaven. Let your Holy Spirit take over this prayer session in the name of Jesus. Fill us with fire as we pray tonight. Let us pray with the energy of your fire. And as we pray, let us see victories and miracles happen in Jesus' name. We ask that you give us the right prayer point to pray right here tonight, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free. Amen. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence. We are going to take some worship songs right now. Heavenly Lord, your name is wonderful. Your name is excellent. Your name is beautiful. We worship you, Lord, for you are mighty. You got the whole world in your hands, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Lord, your name is wonderful. Your name is excellent. Your name is beautiful. We worship you, Lord, for you are mighty. You got the whole world in your hands. You got the whole world. You got the whole world in your hands. 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 You got the whole world. You got the whole world in your hands, Lord. You got the whole world in your hands. You got the whole in your hands, you got the whole world in your hands. We have a God who never fails. We have a God who never fails. We have a God who never fails, who never fails. Jesus never fails. Forevermore, we serve a God. We serve a God who never fails. You serve a God. We serve a God who never fails. We serve a God who never fails, who never fails. Jesus never fails. Forevermore. Amen. Jesus never fails. Amen. Jesus never fails. Amen. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Our Jesus never fails. Forevermore. I will lift up his name higher. I will lift up his name higher. Oh Jehovah, Alpha and Omega, I will lift up your name. I am, O Jehovah, Alpha and Omega, I will lift up his name. I am, oh, we will lift up his name. I am, we will lift up his name. I am, oh, Jehovah, Alpha and Omega, we will lift up his name. I am, oh, Jehovah, Alpha and Omega, we will lift up his name. I am. Shiva, covenant keeping God, Yahweh, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You never fail, you never change. Shiva, covenant keeping God. Mighty warrior, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. We would trust you forever, you are covenant keeping God. You can never fail, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. The strength of days has hold as you are. As hold as you are. You will never change. You will never change. The strength of days as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never change. We love you, Lord. We love you. From the bottom of our hearts, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. From the bottom of our hearts, I love you. I love you, Lord, from the bottom of my heart, from the bottom of my heart. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord, from the bottom of my heart. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, We praise you. We praise you, King of Kings, Jehovah. We praise you, Yahweh. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. We will praise you from everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, Savior, everlasting to everlasting, Lord. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God. He is the Most High. You are the Most High. Higher than the highest. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God. Jehovah, you are the Most High. Jehovah, you are the Most High God, Jehovah Jireh. You are the Most High, mighty Redeemer. You are the Most High God, El Shaddai. You are the Most High, Adonai. You are the Most High God, Emmanuel. You are the Most High, Lord of Lords. You are the Most High God, King of Glory. You are the Most High, King of Israel. You are the Most High God, Lord of hosts. You are the Most High, Almighty God. You are the Most High God, Jehovah. You are the Most High, Jehovah. You are the Most High God. You are highly lifted up. There is no one like you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, you are highly lifted up. And there is no one like you. Hallelujah. 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 Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Jesus, you are here. Father, you are here. Holy Spirit, you are here. You are here for us. Jesus, you are here. Father, you are here. Holy Spirit, you are here. You are here for us. There is none holy as the Lord. For there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord.
There is none holy as the Lord.
There is none holy as the Lord.
There is none beside him.
For there is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock light our God. There is none holy as the Lord. Hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The one who reigns forever.
Hallelujah.
The one who sits on the throne.
Hallelujah.
To the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Warm is the Lamb that was slain. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. Lord, I love to sing your praises. And I'm so glad you reign in my life. I'm so glad you reign in my life. Oh, I'm so glad you came to save me. I'm so glad you came to save me. You came from heaven. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. My death, you came from the cross to the grave and from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name all night. You came from heaven. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. My death, you came from the cross to the grave, and from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name all night. Jesus, we lift up your name. Lift you up, Jesus, we lift up your name. We lift you up, Jesus, Jesus, we lift up your name. Above every other name, Jesus, we lift up your name.
Wanna sing of your Lord?
Wanna sing of your love. I wanna sing of your love. I wanna sing of your mercy. I wanna sing of your mercy. I wanna tell the whole world. I wanna tell the whole world of the greatness of you. Of the greatness of you, of the greatness of you. So I'll sing of your love, and I'll sing of your love, and I'll sing of your glory. I'll sing of your glory, and I will tell the whole world. I will tell the whole world of the greatness of you. Oh, Jesus, we lift up your name. We lift you up, Jesus, we lift up your name.
We lift up your name, Lord Jesus.
Jesus, we lift up your name forever and ever. Jesus, we lift up your name.
Begin to worship God, bless his name. Glorify and adore him. Magnify him. Praise him. Worship his majesty from the depth of your heart. worship him with the whole of your heart, worship him with your voice, worship him, praise him, worship his majesty, worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, worship the God of the everlasting covenant, worship the God of Israel, the King of Glory, the bright and morning star, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battles. Worship the one who was and is to come, the resurrection and life, the firstborn among the dead. Worship him. He is before all things, and he is the one holding all things together. He alone is the true Savior. Let the other gods and not save. He alone is the living God. Every other gods are dead. Worship him. He reigns from everlasting to everlasting. There is no end to his kingdom. There is no end to his dominion. Worship and bless his name. He gives power to the powerless, strength to the weak, hope to the hopeless, revival to the dying. He gives life to the dead. Worship him. Only him can fix what no man can fix. Only him can solve what no man can solve. Only him can do what no man can do. Praise him. Only him can open doors, and no one shall be able to shut the doors. Praise him. Only him can lift up a man, and no one shall be able to bring him down. Worship him. Only him can speak, and his words will come to pass. Glorify him. Praise your God. I believe you have no other God beside him. If he is truly your God, praise him. Praise him. Praise him. For he is worthy. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. As we always do, we are going to thank him. You're going to use this prayer to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for making my life beautiful. Say, thank you, Father, for making my life so beautiful. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, Father, thank you for beautifying my life. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for blessing me. Thank you for decorating my life with good things. Continue to pray like that.
Thank you for the deep quality in my life with beautiful things, with blessings, with abundance of blessings. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. He's going to say, thank you, Lord, for making ways for me where there appears to be no ways. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for making ways for me where there was no ways. Say, Father, thank you for making ways for me in difficult places, in difficult ground, in impossible places. Thank you, Father, for making ways for me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. You can say, Father, thank you for doing in my life things only you can do. You know, there are things men can do, and there are things men can never do. Even the brightest of the scientists can't do those things. So you're going to thank the Lord for the things he did in your life that no man can do. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Say, Father, thank you for doing things in my life that no man can do. Say, Father, thank you for doing things in my life that no man can do. Miracles no man can do. Blessings no man can give. Help no man can give. Solutions no man can give. So thank you, Father, for doing those things in my life. Thank you, faithful Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, reveal to me things that I do that is bringing limitation upon my life. There are things that we do that brings limitation on our lives, and they are unknown for us. We think we are good, but we are not. We think all is well with us, but it's not. But you might not know those things except the Holy Spirit opens your eyes. So you are going to say, Holy Spirit, open my eyes to see things that I do that are bringing limitation upon my life and destiny. Open your mouth and pray not. So Holy Spirit, open my eyes to see the attitudes in my life, the character in my life that are the cause of my limitations. Holy Spirit, reveal them to me so that I can repent and correct them immediately. So Holy Spirit, show me the things that I do with my mouth the things that I do with my mind, the things that I do with my body or on my body, that is the cause of my limitations in life. Holy Spirit, reveal them to me. Reveal them to me. I believe you're praying because He's going to reveal it to you. He's going to reveal those things to you. Continue to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, reveal them to me now. The actions that I take or perform, that is the cause of my limitations. Holy Spirit, reveal them to me now, so that I can repent immediately. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are going to pray. You need to know that there are two things that are very central to Christianity. The first is love, and the second is faith. And those two, they work together. Love and then faith. In fact, the foundation of Christianity is love. And then the power of Christianity is being demonstrated through faith that works by love. Yeah, the foundation of Christianity is love. And then the power of Christians, the power that is in Christians, is going to be revealed through faith. So now we want to talk about that faith. Yeah, which is I don't know what I can liken it to be. Maybe you can call it the trigger of God's power. Yeah, just the way you can switch on light in your room. You can switch on light and switch off light. The same way, faith switch on God's power, and the absence of faith can switch it off. Presence of faith will switch on God's power or manifest this power, and then absence will switch it off. So you're going to pray, because some people have come to me and then they would say they have fasted, they have prayed. Yeah, but when I interrogated them very well, I discovered that they don't have faith. Though they fasted, but faith is missing, or faith was missing. They prayed, faith was missing. And that was why there was no result. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me faith that produces results. Give me faith that produces results. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, give me faith that produces results. Give me faith that produces victory. Give me faith that creates miracles. Give me faith that brings your power into any situation. Give me faith that commands the manifestation of your power in any given circumstance. Say, Father, give me that faith now. I believe you are praying. Don't let anyone deceive you. The trigger of God's power is faith. Is faith. It's not even the anointing. It is faith. Ask God to give you that type of thing. I believe you're praying. The Father, create in my heart
living faith that works miracles. Create in my soul, create in my spirit, create in my mind, living faith that produces victory, that produces victories. Oh Lord, create in me such faith right now. In the name of Jesus, give me such faith right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. I heard a story of a man of God and his wife. They were traveling in the car, in a vehicle. And as they were going on the highway, they were faced with two big vehicles. You know, all these long trucks. I think they call them trucks. Yeah, all those giant trucks. Yeah, so they were confronted with two big trucks coming to them at the front. And the space between the two trucks is so tiny that it cannot allow their car to pass through. And at that moment, the wife doesn't know what to do. You know, the thought of, this is the end, we are going to die here. Because those trucks were coming with speed. And there was no way to turn to, you know, for escape or survival. And then the wife began to shout, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And then the man of God said, the man of God said, it's okay, you only call that name once. Yeah, because the woman was calling Jesus many times with fear. Yeah, she called Jesus, she called Jesus the first time, and then Jesus again, and then Jesus again. So the husband said, it's okay like that, you only call him once. And all of a sudden, you know, I said there was just a very tiny space. It cannot actually allow any vehicle, you know, to go through. All of a sudden, the car passed through that tiny space. Praise the Lord. And that was how they survived. So no one can explain how how a big car or jeep will shrink itself and pass through a very tiny hole. You know, that's the knowledge of God's power. Now, this is where I'm going. You can call Jesus out of fear. And you can also call Jesus out of faith. Now, if you call it out of fear, you might not see any results. But if you call that name from a heart full of faith, it is certain that you will see results. So you are going to pray. We need to pray with faith, with great faith. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to pray with and to pray from a heart full of faith. Help me to call on the name of the Lord from an heart that is full of great faith. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So, Holy Spirit, help me to call on the name of Jesus from a heart that is full of faith so that I can see miracles happen in my life. So, Holy Spirit, help me to pray from a heart, from a mind that is full of faith and not fear. Help me to seek God from a heart full of faith and not fear. Continue to pray that so that I can see miracles happen in my life, so that I can see victory happen. Continue to pray like that. The
me. The demons, they know when your voice carries power and when it doesn't. They know when you are speaking, you know, with a mind full of faith and when you are not. And that is why you command the demon, get out. And the demon will not get out. Because there is fear in your heart. So Holy Spirit, help me. Help me to speak to the Lord from a heart that is full of faith. Help me to pray. Help me to fast from a heart that is full of faith. In the name of Jesus. Help me, O Lord, to do spiritual exercises with a mind full of faith. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. Faith has the power to change your sight, your eyes. The higher you go in faith, the more you begin to see everything differently. The more you begin to see situations in your life differently. When the people are saying there is casting down, you begin to see there is lifting up. Caleb and Joshua, they saw the giant. But whenever, you know, but as they looked at the giant, they were seeing people God have already conquered. So they told Moses, let us go immediately and conquer this city. But the other spies, they said, oh, we cannot go, for we are like grasshoppers. Yeah, the other people that were sent to spy the land, they said, we cannot face these people. We cannot conquer these people. We cannot win in battle with these people because we are just like grasshoppers before them. So faith is going to change the way you see things. But Caleb and Joshua said, we are able to take them down. But these other 10 people said, oh, we can't do it. We are just like grasshoppers. So how are you responding to your situations? It's going to determine if you're going to win over the enemy or not. Are you seeing yourself as grasshoppers before your enemies? Or you are seeing the enemies as grasshoppers and you as the giant? So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, let faith grow in me to the point that my eyes become eyes of faith. So Holy Spirit, let faith grow strong in me. Let faith grow high in me. Till my eyes become the eyes of faith. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Is destined in the next thing. When people are saying there is no solution, what are you saying? When people are saying there is no hope, what are you saying? When people are getting discouraged, are you also getting discouraged? So Holy Spirit, let faith grow in me to the point that my eyes become eyes of faith. To the point that I begin to see solutions whenever I see problems. To the point that I begin to see breakthroughs in the midst of limitations. Solutions in the midst of problems. Healing and deliverance in the midst of sicknesses and captivities. Holy Spirit, let faith grow in me. To the point that I begin to see strength in the midst of weakness. Let
faith grow in me to the point that I begin to see abundance and prosperity in the midst of scarcity and poverty. Let faith grow in me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We wait on God because we trust Him, because we have faith. Because of our faith, remember that man that was paralyzed for, I think, is it not 38 years or 39 years in the Bible? Jesus went to that place only to heal that man. There were other sick people there. Jesus went to that place only to heal that man. And the man had waited for that long. So the man never lost faith. Even though he was expecting his healing to come through the pool. Yeah, the pool. But he was still expectant that he will be healed. Are you still expectant? Even though it's now some years you have been sick. Are you still expectant? Are you still waiting? Yeah, because if that man had lost faith, he would have left that place. I'm sure he was the oldest sick people in that place. I'm sure the others haven't been there up to the years he had been waiting beside that river or pool, trusting that one day he will be healed. Yeah. After you have waited for some time, did you lost faith because you feel like you felt it took long or it's taken long? You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, strengthen my faith to be able to wait patiently for God's visitation, for God's intervention in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Many Christians, they couldn't wait and they ended up destroying their lives. They began to seek for alternatives and some even went to Satan for solutions to their problems because they couldn't wait on the Lord. Pray and say, Holy Spirit, strengthen my faith so that I will be able to wait patiently for my God to come and save me, so that I will be patient in my seeking the Lord. Help my faith, Holy Spirit, to be able to wait patiently for the hour of your visitation. Help me, Holy Spirit. I believe you're praying. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me to be strong in faith, to wait for my blessings, for my healing, for my deliverance. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit, to be patient in seeking the Lord, in waiting on the Lord, to continue in faith. Help me, Holy Spirit, to be able to continue in faith while I'm waiting on the Lord. Help me. Help me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to please your right palm of your hand.
You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let every stronghold of sin and doubt and unbelief in my mind that is affecting my faith life be broken right now. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, let every doubt, every stronghold of doubts, stronghold of fear, stronghold of unbelief in my mind that is affecting the potency of my faith be destroyed right now. Let the strongholds be destroyed right now. Let them be destroyed. Let them be destroyed right now. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them. Every stronghold of fear, stronghold of unbelief, stronghold of doubt in my mind that is affecting the potency of my faith, that is limiting the possibilities of my faith in God, let them be destroyed right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying. When Peter saw Jesus walking on the water, immediately Peter said, Lord, if you are the one, bid me to come. Yeah, and the Lord said, come. There is always a leaping when it comes to faith. Yeah, there is always a bold step that you have to take. Yeah, the water did not turn to solid. Like some of you are waiting for the water to solidify, to become solid before you walk on the water. Yeah, you're waiting for the water to become ice before you step from the boat and walk on the water. The water was still flowing like normal water. Yeah, but Peter took the step, just one step. Yeah, maybe God is waiting for you to take that one step. All these years, you have limited your life because you refused to take the one step. Just that one step. So Peter took that step. He was looking at the water and he stepped on the water. Meaning he was willing to sink. Yeah, if nothing happened. But he knows something is going to happen. He took the step. So you're going to pray. What is that step that you are here to take? That's one step of faith that you are yet to think. What is it? I don't know. Maybe you know. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to be bold in the demonstration of my faith. Help me to be bold to take steps in the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit helped me to be bold to take this step of faith, this step of faith that is expected of me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, Help me to be bold in the manifestation of my faith, in the demonstration of my faith. Help me to be bold enough to take this step God has been waiting for me to take. So Holy Spirit, help me to be bold enough. Help me to be fearless enough to make the move God has been waiting for me to make. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Help me, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, is this story about a man of God known as Smith Wigglesworth? His wife died, and he refused to accept it. He refused to accept the fact that his wife had died. So he looked at the body of the wife. He said, get up. Nothing happened. He said it again. He mentioned the name of the wife. Get up. Nothing happened. So he carried the wife. And, how do I describe it? He made the wife to stand upright against the woman. And then he said, you dead. He looked at that dead body. He said, you dead. Get out. And then the dead get out, The dead got out. Yeah. And the woman came back to life. And the woman said, I'm in a good place. Can you please release me? And let me stay with the Lord. The woman said, I'm in a good place, I'm in heaven. Can you let me go? Can you release me? Yeah, to stay with the Lord. That was when he now said, okay, I release you. Then the woman now died. The second time. Praise the Lord. Now, I'm sharing all these stories to show you the power of faith. And how things will not change in your life until you begin to demonstrate faith. That story, shows that Christians have the power to drive away death. Christians have the power to decide who should die and who should not die. Christians have power to decide when death should happen and when death should not happen. You are going to pray. I don't know what you have been doing with your faith, even the faith you claim that you have. You are going to pray. You are going to say, Holy Spirit, teach me to do great exploits for God and His kingdom through faith. So Holy Spirit, teach me to do great exploits for God and for God's kingdom through faith. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray that you can heal people just through faith alone. Even without the anointing, the healing anointing coming upon you, you can heal people just through faith. Yeah, to show you how powerful faith is, you can change times and seasons just through faith. The Holy Spirit teach me to teach me to demonstrate the kind of faith that will change the world. Teach me to manifest the kind of faith that will turn the world upside down. Teach me to demonstrate the kind of faith that will destroy the world system and enthrone the government of God's kingdom. Teach me to demonstrate such faith, Holy Spirit. Teach me to do great exploits for God and His kingdom through faith. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Faith has a lot to do with being rugged. Faith has a lot to do with refusing to give up. Refusing to take no for an answer. Yeah. But today, a lot of Christians give up so easily and so quickly. Faith has a lot to do with refusing to take no for an answer. When you are full of faith, you will not give up until God intervenes. So you are going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive fire to never give up until I receive answers to my prayers. You're going to say, I receive fire to never give up. I receive to my prayers. Open your mouth and pray like that. I receive fire to never give up. I receive fire to continue to pray, to continue to believe, to continue to trust in God until I see His glory. Until I see His wonders. Begin to say, I receive fire right now. This thing is real. The same man of faith who have refused the doctor's report. And he said, doctor, what you have said may be true to you, but it's a lie to us. We will return your report back to you, doctor. We are going home and we are going to demonstrate faith. And many of them survived. Yeah, because doctors told them they had just few days left to die, but they rejected it. Are you also rejecting negative reports, negative situations that is not God's will for your life? Begin to say, I receive fire. Begin to say, I receive fire. The Bible says women brought their dead back to life through faith. They refused to accept the death of their children until the dead rose back to life. Faith is always rocking. Faith does not give up. Are you giving up? Begin to say, I receive fire to never give up until my God changes my story. Begin to say, I receive fire to persist in faith, to persist in fasting,
to persist in prayers until my God deliver me, until my God help me, until my God heal me. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. I receive fire now. I receive fire now. I receive fire now. Thank you, Lord. To reject negative reports. That is not God's will for my life. I receive fire to refuse negative situations that wasn't created by God. I receive fire right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How much of the word of God do you know? How much of God's word do you have in your heart? Yeah. If you don't have God's word stored in your heart, not just in your head, you don't have God's word rooted in your heart, you cannot have faith in this world that we have. Because everything in this world is against faith. Everything in this world is against faith. In fact, even your body system is against faith. Yeah, when you feel weak, your body wants you to go and take drugs. Your body wants you to go and see the doctor. Yeah, even your body is against faith. But when the word of God is deeply rooted in your heart, you will have faith in this wicked world. You will have faith. Jesus said, would I still find faith in the earth by the time I come back the second time? You're going to pray. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to study your word, meditate on your word till it is deeply rooted in my heart and becomes part of me and becomes one with me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to study your word. Help me to meditate on your word. Help me to believe your word till it sinks deep into my heart and become part of me and become one with me. Help me, Father, to pursue after your word. In those days, Christians have serious hunger for the word of God, that they would have hunger for breakfast and for lunch. That was in those days. Not today anymore. Can't you go back to those days? Say, Father, help me to study your word, to meditate on your word, till it sinks deep into my soul and spirit and become one with me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.
Amen. We have some Christians who have decorated everywhere in their house with the Word of God. Yeah, they have this big paper, and they would write all kinds of scripture verses there, and they would paste those paper everywhere in their house. If you enter into their rooms, you're going to see the Word of God pasted on the walls of their room. If you enter the sitting room, you are going to see it there. If you enter the toilet, you're going to see the scriptures there. Everywhere they have pasted the Word of God. Why? Because they don't want to believe any other thing else. They don't want to believe the news on the TV. They don't want to believe any other thing else but only the Word of God. And another reason is because they want it to sink deep into their heart. So every time they open their eyes and look at the wall, they are reading the scriptures. Everywhere in their house is painted with scriptures. Yeah. How much effort have you done concerning memorizing the scriptures and internalizing the scriptures and becoming united with the scriptures? So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to develop a strong hunger for the Word of God. So, Holy Spirit, help me to develop strong hunger for the Word of God. Open your mouth and pray like that. Help me to develop strong hunger. Help me to fill up my brain with the scriptures. Help me to fill up my soul with the scriptures. Help me to fill up my spirit with the scriptures. Help me to heed the scriptures more than I heed bread, more than I heed food. In the name of Jesus, help me to crave for the scriptures more than I crave for food and water. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me to desire the scriptures with great passion, to desire studying it and doing it and meditating on it. Help me, O Lord, in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Now, we're going to pray this last prayer point concerning faith. You need to be able to hear from the Lord personally, to be able to develop a great faith. Now, we have the written Word of God, and then we have the spoken Word of God, or the revealed Word. Yeah, you need that for you to build a strong faith. You need to be able to hear from God. You need to be able to hear His voice. So therefore, you are going to pray. You need to be able to know what is the Lord saying right now concerning your life, concerning your situations. And you need to be able to know without consulting any prophet,
or asking anyone to see to see visions for you. Therefore, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, release upon me anointing that will enable me hear from you. Say, Father, release upon me anointing that will enable me hear from you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. David will not do anything if he had not inquired from the Lord first. Begin to say, oh Lord, release upon me anointing that will channel God's voice to me. Anointing that will channel God's mind to me. Anointing that will enable me to discern what God is saying concerning my situations, concerning my life. Oh Lord, put that anointing upon me right now. Thank you, Lord. God is doing it right now. He's doing it right now. He's giving you the anointing right now. Pray. Say, oh Lord, let the anointing fall on me. Anointing that will communicate your voice to me. Anointing that will channel your thoughts to me. Anointing that will enable me to receive instructions and directions from you at time. Anointing that will enable me to receive revelations from you per time. Anointing that will enable me to understand what your will is for every situation. Oh Lord, put that anointing upon me right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I decree over your life this type of anointing that channels God's voice to a man, to a believer. This type of anointing that channels God's revelations to a man, to a believer, I decree that it comes upon you right now. In the name of Jesus, anointing that will connect you with what God is saying per time concerning your life and situations. I decree that it come upon you right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. You are going to pray. We have prayed about pleasing God before, having an attitude of praising God. Now, we have prayed about it before, and we are going to pray again about it. I realize that this generation have not really understood how powerful praising God is. And even the people that claim that they praise God a lot, they are not even doing it as God wanted. So you are going to pray. You can say, Father, give me the attitude on praising you
I believe you all know what praising God means. Say, Father, give me the attitude of praising God, such that I praise you throughout every day of my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, give me the attitude of praise. Give me the attitude of praise. Give me the attitude of praise. Create in me attitude of praising you throughout every day of my life. Whether I am happy or not, whether things are comfortable or not, the attitude to praise you always in every situation. Father, give me the attitude. Give me such attitude right now in the name of Jesus. Praise is one thing that there is no regulation for it. You can do it as much as you want. There is no stopping of it. Now, begin to say, oh Lord, give me the attitude of praising you in the name of Jesus. Help me to praise you around the clock in every day of my life, irrespective of whatever situation I find myself. Help me to praise you. Help me to praise you. Help me to praise you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. A former agent of Satan was interviewed, and the person confessed that there are two things that Christians do that is able to set the kingdom of darkness into confusion. Yeah, he said there are two things Christian does, you know, that has the power to confuse the kingdom of darkness and scatter them and defeat them. And the person said, number one, you know, is when Christians pray in unknown language. Yeah, when Christians pray in tongues, when they pray in unknown language, in heavenly language. And number two is when Christians praise God from their heart and in holiness. Yeah, not that you are living in sin and then you are praising God. Such praise cannot do anything. Yeah, but when Christians praise God with the whole of their heart, you know, that person said, the whole kingdom of darkness will be turned upside down and they will all be confused. Yeah, so you need to learn to praise God. Therefore, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, fill me with the garment of praise. Fill me with the garment of praise, such that I won't be able to stop myself from praising God. Open your mouth and pray like that. The Holy Spirit clothes me with the garment of praise. Fill me with the spirit of praise. The same garment that is upon the angels. And they can't stop praising God. Holy Spirit, put the same garment upon me right now. Thank you, Lord. Let such garment also come upon me right now. Let it come upon me right now. Such that I'll be able to praise God non-stop. In the name of Jesus. You are the woman who was able to praise God. Throughout the night, from evening till the following morning. That is what we're talking about. Praising God non-stop. And only happen when you have put on the garment of praise. The Holy Spirit put upon me the garment of praise. Such that I won't be able to stop praising God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have strength. Amen. Praising God must be done in the spirit and in truth. In the spirit and in truth. You are going to pray. You are going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every power of flesh in me that is corrupt. My praises to God. Yeah, people praise God and their praises never reach heaven because it has been corrupted by the flesh. Yeah, people dance and shout and scream and, sing, and yet God, we don't hear anything. God was not even moved. You couldn't even hear anything because the praises have been corrupted by the flesh. So begin to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy the power of the flesh in me that is corrupting my praises. Open your mouth and pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every strength of flesh, every strength of flesh, every walk of the flesh in me that is corrupting my praises to God. Destroy them now in the name of Jesus. Every manifestation of the flesh that is not allowing my praises to God to be real and acceptable, fire of the Holy Ghost, to destroy them now in the name of Jesus. Begin to say, Holy Spirit, help me to offer praises that are acceptable to God. Help me to offer praises that will move God where He is in heaven. In the name of Jesus, help me to offer praises that will touch God where He is in heaven. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Pleasing God is magnifying God, exalting God, lifting him up, lifting him high, higher than everything, higher than everyone, higher than your problems, higher than every power, every principality. And you can do it with your thoughts. You can praise God with your thoughts. You can praise him with your words. So it's not only with songs that we praise God. In your thoughts, you can praise him. In your words, you can praise him. In your actions, you can praise him. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, create in me a heart that magnifies God at all times. Create in me a heart that exalts God, that exalts the name of the Lord at all times. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, create in me a heart that exalts God. Even in the midst of thick darkness, give me a heart that exalts God above darkness, above my enemies, above the heavens and the earth, above the principalities and powers of darkness. The Holy Spirit creates in me such heart that exalts God above everything and everyone. Create in me such heart that magnifies God, that lifts God up above every other thing else. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Praising God is also worshiping God. Yeah, praising God means that you are saying you no longer matter. And you're saying only him matters. Yeah, that is what praising God means. It means you are bowing down before the throne of God. And you forget about yourself. And you no longer matter. And only God matters. That is what praising God means. Yeah, it is that exercise you do where you no longer matter. And the only person that matters is him, is God. And then you continue to praise him. As you bow before him, you continue to praise him. And continue to praise him. And continue to praise him without thinking about yourself. Without thinking about whatever you need in your life. That is praising God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to forget myself. While I bow down before your throne to praise you. The Father, help me to forget myself.
Help me to put myself aside. Help me to put my needs aside while I bow down in worship to praise you. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The angels in heaven that are doing this, they are not stupid. They know what they are doing. They know what they are doing. And don't forget that they are not robots. They are living beings like you and I. They know what they are doing when they do it continuously. That's going to help you. You are not doing God any favor when you praise Him. He's already highly exalted forever, whether anybody praises Him or not. He's already highly exalted above all His enemies, forever and ever and ever, whether anyone praises Him or not. So you are actually doing yourself a favor when you praise Him. But even with that, you have to put yourself aside and make only Him matter. Begin to say, Father, help me to forget myself while I bow down before your throne to praise Him. Help me to put myself aside. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Help me to put my need aside while I bow down before your throne to praise Him. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Oh, we're still praying. As I said earlier, you need to praise Him in your words. Yeah, when the 10 spies, the other 10 spies were saying, We cannot conquer those people. They are like grasshoppers. Yeah, that is against praise. That is anti-praise words. Yeah, therefore we have antichrist. That is anti-praise words. But when those two men, Caleb and Joshua, when they said, we are able to take the land, we are able to conquer them through God, that is praise manifesting in their words. Yeah, so in your words, praise must manifest if you are going to see the glory of God. You're going to pray. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, from this day henceforth, let every word from my mouth praise God in my discussions. In my conversations, let every word that comes out of my mouth praise God. When I talk to people, let every word that comes out of my mouth praise God. Open your mouth and pray like that. It's time to know. I believe you're praying. So, Holy Spirit, from today henceforth, ensure that every word that comes out of my mouth is full of praise. Lord, let my words praise God. Let my discussions praise God. Let every utterance from my mouth praise God. Let God be praised through the things I say from my mouth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. We're going to pray 5 more prayer points. And then we're going to round off the session. Raise up your right hand. And we're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall from the throne of God and consume every pattern of darkness that has surrounded me. Say in the name of Jesus, let fire fall from the throne of God and consume every battle of darkness that surrounds me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Let fire fall. Let fire fall. It is written, fire goeth forth before the Lord that consumes his foes on every side. Let fire fall from the throne of God and consume every battle of darkness that surrounds me right now. Thank you, Lord. Let fire from the throne of God be sent upon every battle of darkness that surrounds my life and consume them all right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 4 more prayer points. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, release into manifestation every blessing and help that should have appeared in my life by now. You're going to say, Father, release into manifestation. Release into physical manifestation every blessing and help that should have appeared in my life by now. Open your mouth and pray like God. Thank you, Lord. Release into manifestation right now. Release into manifestation right now. Release into manifestation right now. The helps and blessings that I should have received before now. And by now, Father, release them now into physical manifestation. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 3 more prayer points. That the Lord is showing me that some of you have not prayed enough on your own to the point where His power would change things in your life. I don't know how you have been praying on your own. Yeah, but with what God is showing me, it means you're not doing well. You are not doing well. Yeah. I don't know how you have been praying. Yeah. You have not prayed to the point where His power would change things in your life. So God really wants to change certain things in your life. But He is waiting for you to pray to that point. So I don't know how many hours you dedicate your personal prayers. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. And I think I've said this before. Yeah. Maybe you didn't do anything about what I said then. So you are going to pray. Which say, Father, you will be strong to pray to the point where your power will change my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. There's no shortcut to these things. The apostles prayed and they saw His glory. Jesus prayed. Even Jesus had to pray. Then why are you looking for shortcuts? And do you know how many hours Jesus prays? We don't know. But we know that He had a very consistent prayer life. Pray, ask God to help you. Ask God to help you. God is waiting for you in the place of prayer, not 30 minutes prayer, not 1 hour prayer. God is waiting for you in the place of prayer, in the place of long hours prayer. The Father, give me strength to pray to the point where your power will change my life. Give me the strength now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 2 more prayer points. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to speak to your body. You're going to say, you, my body, from today, you shall not abstain from praying without ceasing. I'm going to say, you, my body, from today, you shall surrender to my spirit You shall babble to my spirit for me to be able to pray without sin. Open your mouth and pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Put your hand on your head, your right hand on your head, and begin to speak to your body. Begin to say, you, my body, from today henceforth, you shall not stop me from praying without sin. You, my body, from today henceforth, you shall surrender to the control of my spirit, to the dominion of my spirit, so that I will be able to pray without sin. In the name of Jesus, your body has to surrender to your spirit. That is why we fast. That's the main essence of fasting. We fast so that the body will be weak and the body will bow to the spirit. So when you fast, your spirit rises up and your body comes under your spirit. Yeah, and in so doing, you are able to pray and, you know, do a lot of things in God's presence. Even though there are some of you here that even while you are fasting, you are still carnal, you are still in the flesh. That is not supposed to be. Continue to pray, say, you, my body, from today, you shall not be able to stop my prayer life. You shall not be able to weaken my prayer life. You shall not be able to prevent me from praying without sin. You shall surrender to the control of my spirit man. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point. Now, I've told you before that the real assignment that God gave me is to raise men for him, to raise giants for him, spiritual giants. Yeah. And that was why it took time to make me a good example that, it took time to work on me and to train me, you know, so that I can be a model of the kind of people he wants to reign in these last days. Yeah. So all these things I'm doing it for you. You know, all these prayer sessions, the weekly fastings, all the programs that we do in this ministry, is for you. Just for you. There is nothing I want to gain. All, you know, many of the things we pray for, I already have them. Now, many of the things that we pray for in these prayer sessions, I am no longer looking for them. I already have them. Yeah, so that is why it pains my heart when, you know, when after taking time, you know, to look for ways to help Christians grow, mature, but yet I'm not seeing any significant growth in their lives. Yeah, it's not an encouragement at all. Don't think that I cannot tell if the people I am mentoring, if they are improving or not. You don't need to tell me about yourself. I can tell if you are growing or not. Yeah, I have the grace to discern. Yeah, if you are improving or not. So I want every one of you to grow. I want every one of you to mature. Yeah, that's my passion. I want every one of you to become giants that conquers kingdoms of darkness, reigns of darkness, giants that is able to turn the world upside down. Yeah, but I don't know how many of you are really desperate for such maturity and growth. Yeah, I don't know. If you are desperate, you're going, then you will take seriously every instruction you receive in our prayer sessions. Yeah, when I talked about you increasing the hours of your personal prayer life, you will obey immediately and start working on it. Every instruction, everything you learn in the prayer session or in the teaching classes, you will take them serious. If you really are desperate to be mature, then there is no shortcut to these things. It is either you have it or you don't. I know what I have now, and I know what I control in the spiritual realms. So that there is no faking of these things. It's either you have it or you don't. Yeah. So if you want to pay me back for the things I do, you know, for my labors, for organizing prayers and programs, how to pay me back is by following these instructions. That is how you will pay me back, by obeying all these things you are learning. I pray that the Lord will give you the grace. Yeah, the last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, destroy every presence and power of darkness in my life that is causing me to go in circle. Every presence and power of darkness that is not allowing me to make significant progress in my life and destiny. You can say, Father, destroy them now. Every power and presence of darkness that is causing me to move in circle, Father, destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. To move in circle means that every year you are always finding yourself in the same spot. No significant change, no significant progress. The way your life was last year or year before the last, that is the way that is the way your life is even now. That is moving in circle. Yeah, even when you think things have changed, you realize that you found yourself even at the previous spot. That is moving in circle. Pray that pattern breaks. Pray that God destroys such pattern. Pray. Say, Father, destroy
every presence and power in my life that is causing me to move in circle, that is not allowing me to experience real progress, real elevation, Father, destroy them. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. We are going to stop here. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. King of Kings and Lord of Lords, we are grateful for your love and mercy toward us. We thank you, Lord, for every good thing you have given to us. We thank you for every good thing you have done in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for all that you have revealed for us during the course of this prayer session. Thank you for the enlightenment we have. Oh Lord, be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful for the privilege to appear before your presence and to praise you and to worship you and to pray. Thank you, Father. Oh Lord, I ask that you show your people mercy and lift up their lives to the place you have prepared for them to attain in honor and in greatness in Jesus' name. I ask, oh Lord, that you give everyone here an obedient heart that does your will, that knows the truth at all times. But I do so in Jesus' name. I pray for you that you shall receive anointing to praise God in the name of Jesus. Not only that, I pray for you that you shall receive new songs from heaven. New songs from heaven. Through which you will be able to praise God more and more in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that angels shall visit you and shall begin to teach you the songs and melody of heaven so that you will be able to praise God more and more and to lead others to praise Him. In Jesus' name, every spirit of confusion that is following you, I arrest the spirit right now. In Jesus' name, your life shall begin to experience real and significant progress. In the name of Jesus, you shall no longer go down. You shall now begin to go up. In every area of your life, you shall go up. I say you shall go up. In Jesus' name, all the powers that are oppressing you, they shall now be oppressed by you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.